Bitcoin farm up. Bitcoin farm up. Bitcoin farm up. Bitcoin farm up. Brooklyn in the house. SF in the house. Houston in the house. Bitcoin FOMO.
All right,
that was everybody. The most intense fucking body roll I've ever seen.
My Bitcoin. Going.
That was a strong finish this week, Tony.
Oh, yeah, I'm Tony. Brooklyn.
Sean.
Sean, where are you from? And what do you do? You got to remind the fans. Come on.
I lose a lot of money trading on Bitcoin, trying to time the market.
Yeah. All right. And I'm Lou in Houston. So today, on today's episode, we're going to talk about ICO FOMO.
Shamcoin,
scam coins. So why invest in ICOs? So my take on this is like, ICO has had some serious exponential gains. Just looking as recently as in the past year, anyone who went on to like the Coinbase charts when they first signed up or whatever, you look at like Ethereum, Bitcoin, Litecoin, you're looking at like thousands of percents for most of those. Like they're all up at least 1,000% in the past year, I believe. So you're talking about like a 10x in 1 year. I think Ethereum is something like a 2,500%, something like that. So like everyone is kind of like looking for these types of gains in crypto. And the reality is that like once these coins are a certain market cap, like where they are now, they can grow like another 10x from here, but that will require crypto to be like, you know, right now we're looking at 200 billion market cap for all crypto. You know, we're going to have to get up into 2 trillion, which is like, that's quite a hurdle of like, you know, getting a lot more people to adopt and getting a lot more people to invest and maybe passing some of the regulatory, you know, factors within like the investment vehicles that Wall Street would allow and things like that. So I say all that to say that ICO FOMO, like why invest in ICOs? Because these are, you know, you're getting in on the ground level of a project. You know, they're partitioning like coins for the project at the ICO level, and you're probably paying something like $1 for a coin that's probably going to launch on exchanges and be, I don't know, $5 to $10, you know, within the first week, first month, something like that. So I think that's like where a lot of crypto investors are looking for those quick, you know, fast short-term gains.
When you say crypto investors, you mean like people like us, or you mean like big time investors, I guess?
Well, I guess I would mean probably crypto investors is yeah, thanks for pointing that out. Maybe too broad of a term. Maybe it would be better to say crypto investors with a higher appetite for risk, because it doesn't really matter like if you're a whale that you have hundreds of thousands of dollars, or if you're just a kid who's like got a couple thousand, you want to make some money. You know, that market's accessible to you, and you could choose to enter in it if you're willing to lose that money. So I think, you know, everyone who wants to get in an ICO has to be, you know, expecting to, or like prepared to lose the money they're putting in.
Yeah, which is crazy because it's like already a risky thing. Like yeah. Crypto in general is risky.
Right. But I think like the risk that you run in investing in crypto is much different than the risk you run in investing in ICOs. Because like a crypto investment's like, yo, this could be a bubble and things could crash like pretty hard at some point, but you don't expect the project to really disappear completely. Like you don't put money into Litecoin or Bitcoin and expect like, oh, this might shut down in the next couple months. But that is a reality when you're investing in ICOs. So I think that's like, that's why the risk is greater. You know, the project that you're investing in, it might not ever get off the floor, you know, and you're left holding a bag. So, or it does get off the floor and you were one of the first investors and you made out with your 10 times, 20 times, 30 times or whatever. So that's the risk and reward on ICOs. And I mean, for me, I think, they are interesting. There's like, there is a certain level of thrill that you get. You know, it's even the experience of like, when you look at how these things are run, like they, you go in the interface, you got the clock, you know, the clock's counting down, you got your rounds, and then it's like, oh, the last one sold out in 1 minute, so I'm gonna sit there and, you know, I'm gonna get that thing in, you know. So you're like, it's like, it's kind of like a thrilling thing. But there are interesting projects out there. You know, there are a lot of scam coins, which also are interesting projects, if you ask me. So I mean, there's a lot out there, and
there's been a lot of community backlash towards some of the shamier coins, like BitConnect, right? Like if you go on any crypto subreddit, they're always complaining about BitConnect.
And what are the people saying exactly?
That it's just a pyramid scheme, and that it's convincing people, it's attempting to try to convince people to either buy it instead of Bitcoin or send their Bitcoin to it, and people think that there'll never be any usefulness to it, or it, you know, you're just putting your money in a bucket and praying that you're going to make more.
Yeah,
which I guess really any different than Bitcoin.
Right.
I mean, the reality,
it's fun, bro.
Dude, as long as there's more people coming in, that thing's gonna, like, if you ask me, like, my honest opinion, like, how long is BitConnect gonna last? Bare minimum, it's gonna be there for another year plus, like, solid, dude. Like, possibly, like, another 3 to 5 years. But, like, I would say, like, there's no chance that thing's going away in the next year, year and a half, maybe even 2 years. And why do I say that? Is because that's, like, that thing's at the top of the charts. It's an affiliate marketing program. There's so many idiots out there that are like, yo, I'm in BitConnect. And like, dude, the reality, there's a spreadsheet that's going around. It's fucking infecting people. Because like, if you take your BitConnect, let's just say you put a $1,000 loan, you're making like 1% per day plus like a 0.10. So you're making 1.1% per day. You make a little spreadsheet and you just compound that. So you're saying like, hey, Mr. Idiot guy who wants to invest in this thing, like you're going to take your $1,000 and you're going to take that extra $11 every day and invest it. Dude, if you run that in like a financial model and project it, that thing's going to turn your $1,000 into like fucking $30,000 within like, I don't know, like within a year, dude, you know? So that fucking spreadsheet will infect people, man. And, yeah, like, and that causes them to put a lot of money in there, dude.
So, yeah, I guess let's make sort of a distinction between, like, ICOs and then, like, BitConnect, right? Because, like...
Well, let's call them lending platforms, because that's what they are. Like, okay, you call them lending platforms. So,
yeah,
what they say, like, on the website is, like, we have a trading bot that trades our coin with Bitcoin, and we pay you back, like, part of the interest. The reality is, like, that shit's making money off of, like, whatever the new money coming in, and it's paying out the old money. But, like, this thing works, and, like, the thing, I don't know, like, I think that there is, like, because there's an exchange on there, and when people buy BitConnect coin, BitConnect goes up. And as far as I know, BitConnect travels, like, almost lockstep with the price of Bitcoin because of the way that works. So, like, Bitcoin was, like, $2,000 a few months ago, BitConnect was like $50 a few months ago. Now Bitcoin's $8,000, BitConnect is like $300. So it's like growing at the same rate or maybe even faster. So, I mean, it is a Ponzi, but like, unless everyone runs for the exits, it's pretty damn safe for the time being.
So the premise of BitConnect is that you get paid out, right? So I guess like an ICO is just a pre-sale on coins where they're like, hey, like it's like a crowdfunding thing where it's, we have this new coin that's going to come out that's going to do whatever thing, put your money in, you'll get a better deal before it goes on exchanges so that we can like use that as like a jumping off point to trade, and you know, you get a better deal and you'll probably see like a huge growth in your investment because you got in first. You know what I mean? It's like the ultimate Kickstarter. But then sort of BitConnect, like now is not necessarily in the ICO stage anymore, right?
Well, right. Like BitConnect is, has been here since, I don't know, like very early 2017, I think.
Yeah, so, but it's very unapologetically, like I'm looking at a graph from BitConnect and it's like a pyramid and it's like level one, you make this much, like level two, you make this much, level three.
Yeah, I mean, dude, they're not hiding. They're not hiding that for one second, bro.
Like this, yeah. This isn't some, you know, vector knives or Nutrishake thing where they're like, no, you don't understand. Like, it's superfood berries from the Amazon. Like, this right. is like, yeah, this is definitely a pyramid scheme, but you make money every day.
Yeah. I mean, that's what it is, dude. So, and like, I don't know if you know,
you don't
like,
do your shit and you make money, right? It's like, you don't
have to. Yeah. That's so that's the thing is like, all you're required to do is like sign up, throw some Bitcoin into it and just let it do its job.
Do you get bonuses for tricking your friend? Cause that's the whole big thing about like vector. Like,
well, you get like a phone call. Let's use the word referral.
Like, I'll have coffee with you. And then like 10 minutes into the coffee, you're like, what the fuck is this shit? I don't want to buy any damn knives.
Yeah. Dude, but if you sign up and then you get a friend of yours to sell some knives, Then we both go out. Then we're both.
I sign up three people. You sign up three people. They all sign up three people.
Yeah, dude. So that's the way BitConnect works, bro.
But so like, does BitConnect have that? If I brought in people, thus I get to like make money off of their gains.
So what they do, like you get paid like a percentage of what the people invest. So like, say that you put in a loan or whatever, or like you refer someone. That person comes in and throws like $1,000 into BitConnect and does like the way you have to do a loan is what it's called. So you trade your BitConnect coin into a loan that like it sends it to a trading bot. And like then your money gets locked up for like 200 days, dude. And that money gets locked up and then you're getting paid interest every day that you can take out, trade it for Bitcoin, do whatever you want with it. But like your money gets locked up and that capital that gets locked up, you get like whoever's above you in the pyramid, dude, gets paid a certain percentage.
It's a reverse funnel system.
It's a reverse funnel affiliate marketing system, bro. So yeah, man. I mean, there's other projects that are just like BitConnect that are coming out. So So BitConnect was the one that got it all started.
It's a meme at this point.
Yeah, I mean, it's at the top of CoinMarketCap. I mean, like they actually, dude, I don't know if you caught it, but it was like riding up to like number six. And then crazy. one day they were like, yeah, all that BitConnect that's being staked, we're actually going to take that off the calculation, and it dropped to like number 18 or whatever.
Oh, wow.
So they like recalculated it, but like, dude, that's a huge thing. And, so BitConnect started it, and by the way, like if you use like Instagram or like any social media with crypto, like I'm running an Instagram like right now, dude, mad BitConnect like all day. It's like, hey, I'd like to tell you about this interesting opportunity, and I'm like,
who's that guy that has like the car? He's like super hard pushing BitConnect.
What car?
Oh, he's got like a Lambo. He like legitimately has like a Lambo on Instagram or something.
The Asian guy?
No.
Okay.
Well, there's one guy that's Trayvon James, who like
this guy.
Yeah. So does he have a Lambo or like I thought he had like a, I don't know, like a BMW.
That's a Lambo. Same shit.
Yeah, dude, $90,000 car, sick. Him and there's this guy Craig, what's his name, Craig Grant or something, dude. It's like the new like Ty Lopez of BitConnect, you know. Every time you sign on to a crypto video, you got this freaking guy with the dreadlocks, like he's like, hey guys, like I changed my life and all that, you know, like he shows you like his 200 bitcoins on his computer or something like that. So but anyways, so BitConnect. Then there was Regal Coin, was launched like a few months ago. Regal Coin blew up, was like the second, like, you know, fast mover advantage on that. Hextra Coin is like the third one. And now you have like a whole wave of lending platform, affiliate, like network marketing, Ponzi scam coins that are coming out now. And if you ask me, like a lot of those are going to do very well, man, because you know, it's the community of people. Like it's not only an ICO that like gets a lot of hype and a lot of people like excited about it, but it's like the affiliate marketing thing, that Ponzi thing is a powerful thing in crypto. Cause it's like, you know, if that's going to work for like some bullshit vitamins and like that, you know, do they really do anything for you? But then like, when you're like, yo, you can make triple your money like every month or whatever, you know, it's like, dude, that's going to, you know, a lot of people are going to catch on to that stuff. So I think there's opportunity in ICOs in general, scam coin ICOs.
My only problem with that is that like they don't have the impoverished Latin American market to just enslave into forced labor like Herbalife does.
You need to like rephrase that. I think my only issue is that they can't enslave people. That's my only issue.
I mean, how do you ever have a chance of being monetized on here? You just killed it.
We thought
signing off of Bitcoin FOMO.
Lou is going to be the one to cross the line.
I know, dude. I haven't even dropped my Red Pill stuff, man.
No, but like, I mean, this is the crazy part about
bro,
this stuff.
People do that to make money, dude. Like,
huh?
I mean, people, like you're saying, yeah, the impoverishedness, whatever, but like people have been doing Ponzi's forever because they just want to make money, man. People,
yeah.
You tell them you're going to make money quick and like get quick rich scheme. Like that shit is fucking, that's never going to stop.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, to your point, Lou, like, why would only be BitConnect and like, there's,
yeah, like,
and keep on coming.
Dude. I've read like a lot, like, dude, I think that at some point, like, there's definitely a trend of like more businesses are like moving to like these type of models to support, because you know the old mass marketing, like that Coca-Cola, Procter and Gamble, and all these mass companies have done for so long, like that shit doesn't work anymore, man. You know, you don't have, you know, as many millions of Americans that are just zoned in front of their television all day and stuff like that anymore. So, you know, digital marketing is taking on, you know, a lot more relevance, you know, in the consumer world, but also like affiliate marketing, you see these companies are popping up for like, I don't know, essential oils and like all this bullshit, you know, but like a lot more businesses are adopting that. And I think as far as I've read, like that's projected, that trend is projected to continue to grow as well.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's definitely like blood in the water for like people wanting to get in on making money on crypto. Like at this point, like there's a lot of success stories of people that are now millionaires, right? Yeah. Like they're not that rare. I mean, just how much money like was in Bitcoin at the point when it was cheap and then now it's expensive. Like all those people made a lot of profits and you didn't have to put that much money in. If you got in really early, like a couple hundred dollars, you'd be sitting really pretty right now. So now everybody wants to like replicate that, but it's clear you're not going to get that with Bitcoin in the short term. Like maybe Bitcoin goes to like $500,000 a coin or some, you know, create like it actually moons. Like, well, how much money would you actually have to put in at this point in order for that to happen? And what's the timeline on that actually happening? Like, it's insane. It's insane to like try to even think that that's possible or like when it could happen. Yet these like ICOs, it's like, oh, you know, you get in at like 50 cents a coin and then it goes to like $5 and, you know, you can make a lot of money. You put 10 grand on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing too. Like, again, going back to like the concept of like the market cap and the size of the, you know, the size of the coin or even the size of the, you know, the community, like you're saying, Sean, like for Bitcoin to go to 500,000, what's it going to have to do? It's going to have to go from this point. It's going to have to go what, like 70X, 60, 70X, you know, like that's insane. That's a big yeah. And you know, like 60 to 70X, what does that take us to? Like $7-8 trillion? You know, like that's a hard, like that's a lot different than some little, you know, these ICOs come out, like, you know, I don't know, $10 million. Like, oh yeah, we're going to pump this thing up to like $200 million. Yeah, dude, like every other coin that barely popped onto the top 100 chart. And then, you know, so.
I mean, there's definitely, I think this is what the problem why you see, like, why isn't Litecoin higher? Why doesn't it have more price? It's like, well, because the only thing about Litecoin is that, like, when crypto is adopted, it will work better for certain things. But it's like, it's not adopted. It's just a trading platform. So, or it's just like an investment. So it's like, when I can buy coffee with crypto, Litecoin might be the best option now. So who cares? And even if I could, people aren't spending it anyway because they want to fucking invest in it. They want to hit the gains. They don't want to, you know, cash out on it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, Litecoin is an interesting one, though, because you see all these coins being pumped, and Litecoin just seems like it's, like, ignored by the pumpers, man. Like, even Dash, did you see Dash get pumped? Dash just, like, passed Litecoin, man, you know?
Yeah. Crazy. I mean, people want money, and they don't see money in it. I mean, and Charlie Lee has said a lot of times, like, I'm not here to make you a millionaire.
Oh, what? You said that?
Yeah.
Yo, I'm out.
Yeah, I'm out. Put me in the sham coin.
Yeah.
Satoshi's like, got me fucked up, dude.
I want a Lambo, fool.
What? I didn't catch that on Twitter. I fucked up.
Like, he said that in one of his interviews, like verbatim, like what Sean just said. He's like, I'm not here to pump Litecoin and make you guys rich. I was like, the fuck, dude? That's the whole idea, point. Bro.
Yeah. LTC to BTC chart and limit buy.
Perfect. Yeah.
All right. So basically, what we discussed this episode is how to get rich quick. Your boy Lou broke it down for you. So, like, you know, if it works out, like maybe won't be doing this podcast very much longer.
What do you look for in the white papers when you're going through these sham coins?
Like, you got to look for some really bad English, but like you want to make sure it's written by a Chinese. Like, if it's like bad English and it's like you get this, we do that. Like, I don't know. Like, they miss a lot of the what do you call them, articles? Like, putting the word the and in, you know, like they just skip those. You want to look for a lot of that.
And, that's good signal. Yeah, you're going to go 20x.
You want to look for like a lot of staking rewards. Like they say, like in the first 6 months, you're going to get like a 30% staking reward, something ridiculous like that. You know, you want to go for that, dude. So,
dude, you want to know what we should do is put out, like, instead of nerd wallet, like nerd ICO. Like, wonder if you can like chain all these bonus point rewards together.
Yeah, dude. Or like a scam coin that like just like takes all the best from all the scam coins.
Yeah.
Buys them. Sick. All right, guys.
Anyway, invest in shitcoin.
Yeah. All right. See you all later.